Hashem for his kindness and his wondrous deeds for all mankind. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul he has filled with good. These words, which we just read before in Tehillim, Kuf Zayin, really embody the sense of gratitude, Hakarat HaTov, gratitude to Hashem, which we feel on this night. I remember personally as a chayal in Tzal, in the IDF, feeling great pride in being part of such a miraculous point, a momentous point in Jewish history. In Hakarat HaTov, that we all have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles that he has performed in our days. It's a tremendous honor for me to introduce our keynote speaker for this evening, Rabbi Shai Shechter. Rabbi Shechter currently serves as Rabbi and Rosh Beit Midrash at the Young Israel of Woodmere in New York, overseeing its extensive adult educational program. He is the Rabbi and spiritual leader of Yachad, the Orthodox Union's international program for individuals with disabilities. Since the summer of 2017, Rabbi Shechter has served as the rabbi of Camp Simcha, which we might know as Chai's Lifeline's campus, children battling cancer and chronic illnesses. Rabbi Shechter receives his smicha from Reitz at Yeshiva University after studying together with his father, Rabbi Herschel Shechter, for 9 years. He also received an additional smicha from his teacher, mentor of Asher Weiss in Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Shechter holds an MA in Jewish education and administration from the Israeli Graduate School at Yeshiva University. I'm delighted to call upon Rabbi Shechter to deliver the keynote address.
Thank you, and Chatzameh to all of you. It's such a pleasure for my wife and I to be here. We feel blessed to be a part of this community and to celebrate together with you this very, very special evening. And as we know, Yom HaAtzmaut is an opportunity for all of us to appreciate, to take a step back, to understand what it is that we need to celebrate, what it is that we need to acknowledge in this magnanimous gift, in this pivotal moment in history 74 years ago when God gave us the greatest gift, the land of Eretz Israel. And it's something that has been endowed to our generation. It's a gift that so many before us could have only dreamt of, could have never imagined would be a reality. And here we are living that dream. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank God for this gift every single day. So allow me to take you on a brief journey through the lives of some of the greats of our people to gain a little bit of an appreciation and understanding of our relationship with the land of Israel, with Eretz Yisrael, with Arzeinu HaKadoshah. And I believe that this is an exceptionally inspiring observation, a magnificent observation. Let's go back in time to the first Jew, Avraham Avinu. And you look in Chumash at the very first conversation in which God engages Avraham Avinu. And what was it that they spoke about? God appears to Avraham Avinu and he says, "Lech lecha me'aretz hakamim ve'olamet lecha ha'aretz asher arecha," the very first correspondence with the father of our people was a discussion, was a conversation about the land of Israel. You go to the next great of our people and you engage, you encounter Yitzhak Avinu. And here Yitzhak, never is it recorded that he has any kind of intimate conversation with God until one pivotal moment in his life. Vayihi Ra'av Baretz, there was a famine in the land. Yitzchak goes back into the family chronicles. He wants to see, what did his father do when there was a famine in the land? His father left the land of Israel to try to find sustenance, to try to find salvation elsewhere. And that is what Yitzchak chooses to do as well. Immediately upon making that decision, God turns to Yitzchak Avinu and he says, "Al Terem Mitzrayma, Shchon Ba'aretz Hazos," because you belong in this land of Israel. Yaakov Avinu, the grandson of Avraham Avinu, the son of Yitzchak. We all know, we're familiar with the story as he's running for his life and he falls asleep and he has this unbelievable vision. And God is standing there above the head of Yaakov Avinu and he says, "Ha'aretz asher ata shochev aleha lecha etenena ulezarecha. again, the very first engagement that Yaakov Avinu has with God himself is about the land and the love and the promise with the land of Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu has his first opportunity to engage with God, and that is by the Sneh. And we know that he sees this unbelievable vision of the burning bush, and it's so strange, it's so unusual. How can it be that you have a raging fire and yet the bush is not being consumed? And on that moment, on that occasion, God turns to him and he says, I'd like you to go to Egypt. I'd like you to tell the Jewish people that I'm going to save them. And what is the objective? What is the purpose of them being taken out of the land of Egypt? God tells him, the very first engagement that Moshe Rabbeinu has with God himself is once again surrounding the land of Israel. And finally, Yehoshua ben Nun, the prize student, the next leader, after Moshe Rabbeinu's demise, Yehoshua ben Nun is told in the very beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, Moshe Abimeis, unfortunately, my servant Moshe has died. Now it's your job to take the mantle of leadership and lead the Jewish people into the next chapter of their history. And where do you need to lead them? El Aretz Asher Ani Nosein Lahem L'Bnei Yisrael, to the land of Israel, which I am going to give to the Jewish people. It is impossible that this is all coincidental. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Yehoshua, Benun. Their first conversation, their first opportunity to engage with God himself is about that which is most important to God himself and that which is most important to all of us. And that is the connection that the Jewish people have to the land of Israel. And how much it means to all of them, and how much it needs to mean to all of us. We all know, we say in the Ali Mamins, Moshe Rabbeinu is known as the Adon HaNeviim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the father of all the prophets. He is the one who had the greatest revelation with God himself. Hail, Hail, Davarbo. God spoke directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. God had the opportunity to really connect with Moshe Rabbeinu in a way that none of us have the great privilege of speaking. It was, as the Gemara refers to it, as Aspaklaria HaMeira. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had the opportunity to gain from God was so clear. There was nothing that was murky about it. There was nothing that was unclear in his mind. Everything was a direct conversation, a direct connection with God. And yet with all of that, with all that he accomplished, getting himself to the apex, to the pinnacle of spiritual reality in this world, with all of that, there's an amusing Gemara at the very end of Maseches Psachim. The Gemara tells us, in the end of days, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laso Suda LaTzadikim. In the end of days, God is going to make a gala celebration, and it's going to be attended by all the righteous, all the virtuous people from all the generations, from all the millennia of Jewish history. They will all gather together with God himself and join in this festive celebration. So imagine who's going to be there. You go through history. I would imagine Hillel and Shammai, Abaye and Rava, Ravina and Ravashi, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Rashba and the Ramban, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramah. You go a little further down in history and you have the Shach and the Taz, and I'm sure the Minchas Chinuch will join them, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Hasam Sofer, and the Yavni Nezer and the Ktos HaFoshin and the Nesivus HaMishpat, and the list goes on. And there will be tens and hundreds of righteous men and women who will join this very special gathering. And at the end of this great meal, they face a major problem. You see, it comes time for Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara says, as we know, when you have a number of men joining together, they need to be mezameh. They need to have one who is singled out to lead them in the Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara says, everybody's scanning the room trying to figure out who is going to be singled out as the leader. Who is going to be the mezameh? Who will be the mevarech on behalf of all those who are assembled, all those who are gathered? And the Gemara says, everyone looks around, and they start thinking, maybe it should be Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe it should be Rashi. Obviously, the Gemara doesn't say this. Maybe it should be Ravina, maybe it should be Abaya or Rebbe. And then everybody stops themselves and says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is here. Moshe Rabbeinu is Adonai Nevi'im. Of course he is the one that we should single out to do the Berach HaSamazon. Who else? Who can be greater than that? Moshe Rabbeinu turns back to those who are looking at him and he says the following. Amar Lahem, Moshe Rabbeinu says to all of them, Ani lo avarech. I'm honored that you have singled me out. I feel blessed to have been given this great distinction. However, Ani lo avarech, there is something lacking, there is something deficient about me, Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore I cannot be the one chosen for the Birch HaSamazon. Why? Lefi, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Shelo zachisi leikanes le'eretz Yisrael lo b'chaye v'lo b'mosi. Because I never had the opportunity to experience the land of Israel, not while I was alive. And even after Moshe Rabbeinu's death, God did not allow him to go into the land of Israel either. With all that he accomplished, with everything that he did, with all that he was so successful in inspiring the Jewish people and moving them to the point where they needed to get to. Moshe Rabbeinu says about himself that he felt that he was lacking, that he felt that there was something very much missing about his life, and that is that he did not have the opportunity to experience Eretz Yisrael. How amazing is that? You can be Moshe Rabbeinu, you can accomplish everything that he did, and by his own admission, you can be so lacking because you don't have the gift of Eretz Yisrael in your life. How blessed and how lucky we all are that we take this for granted. That we have what Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to give everything for. That we have that great staple in our lives that allows us to feel connected, that allows us to feel a part of something so much larger than ourselves. You know, one of the strongest supporters who really encouraged many of his followers, many of his students on the first Aliyah was the Vilna Gaon at the end of the 1700s. And it's famous that he wrote many, many works about how much he felt it was important for the members of his generation to do everything they could to be mechazik the yishuv, to start moving back, to start migrating toward Eretz Yisrael, toward Yerushalayim. Some said it should be in the north. He had a group of students that went to the north, a group of students that went to Yerushalayim. Very interesting historical piece about that. But be it as it may, his students were many of the pioneers, many of the founders of the Yishuvim in Eretz Yisrael. And the Vilna Gaon makes an observation, a fascinating comment, where he writes that there are two mitzvos where we have the opportunity to be involved, to be engaged with a full immersion, a full and completely absorbed experience. You see, generally when you perform a mitzvah, say for example you do the mitzvah of shofar, my ears are observing the mitzvah. My mouth has the opportunity to blow the shofar. When I shake the lulav and esrog, my hands are the ones that are involved. The rest of my body is not. When I light Hanukkah candles, my hands are the ones that are lighting. When I walk to shul, you get schar psios, like the Gemara says. We walk, our legs are the ones that are bringing us to do this great act of connecting with God in the space of Knesset and the shul of davening. But right to the Vilna Gaon, we have two mitzvahs that we have an opportunity to have a full immersion experience. And what are those? Number one is the mitzvah of sukkah. One walks into the sukkah, and your entire body is enveloped by that mitzvah. And number two, it's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We go into Eretz Yisrael, and we have the opportunity for our complete experience, our whole existence, to be a part of this amazing gift of Eretz Yisrael. An interesting observation, but what do you do with that? Well, some suggest the common denominator, what is similar and what unites the mitzvah of sukkah together with the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, is that on these two occasions, when we experience these two very special mitzvahs, we express our total and complete reliance, our total and complete dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we step into the sukkah, it is referred to by the Mekubalim as the Tzibusa de Mehemanusa. We have the opportunity to be in the shade of God. We leave the comfort of our homes. We make ourselves vulnerable. We go outside and we say, yes, We are under the watchful eye of God himself because there's nothing else we need in life than that. And Eretz Yisrael is the very same. We know that the existence of the State of Israel and this great gift that has been bestowed upon our generation is one that could not be without the watchful eye of God. Enei Hashem Elokecha Meireishis Hashana Ad Achrishana. Every moment of the existence of the land of Israel is only because God continues to sustain, because God continues to give, because He continues to bestow us with this incredible gift of the land of Israel. But it goes so much further. One of the Talmidei Agra writes that when it comes to building a sukkah, we have a very particular halacha, and that is Ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. One has to be actively engaged in building the sukkah. You cannot have a sukkah that came into existence on its own. It has to be built by a human hand. It has to be done proactively by a human being. And suggests that Kol HaTorah, who is the student of the Vilna Gaon, it is the very same when it comes to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It will not happen itself. Eretz Yisrael is a gift that is not automatic. It is a gift that requires our participation. It is a gift that requires our sacrifice. It is a gift that requires our involvement to show how much we care, to show how much we appreciate, and to show how much we are interested in accepting this unbelievable gift that envelops us, our entire existence, called the land of Eretz Yisrael. Allow me to close with the stirring words of Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog was the chief rabbi. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham and a great Jewish leader. Rav Herzog happened to have been the chief rabbi on the occasion of the establishment of Medinat Yisrael in 1948. And the very next day, Rav Herzog wrote such a powerful statement that I think resonates 74 years later and will continue to resonate for many generations to come. Writes Rav Herzog, Zehayom asa Hashem nagila v'nismechavo. This is a day, as we just mentioned before, it's a day that we rejoice, it's a day on which we appreciate, in which we celebrate all that God has given to all of us. Yom gadol huzeh. This is an extremely significant, a historic, a momentous day, a decisive and remarkable day, says Rav Herzog. Yom asher bo kol Yisrael misof ha'olam yad sofo smechem b'halal v'hoda. This is a day on which Jews all across the globe are rejoicing, are celebrating, are delighting with halal v'hoda. This is a day, he writes, Yom asher bo mifayim ke'achad. This is a day on which the pulsating hearts of the entire generation, for so many generations, the entire nation of Jews, miyom shegalino me'arzenu ad hayom hazeh, from the day that we were exiled, from the day that we were deported from the land of Israel, we all come together, all those pulsating hearts from all those generations come together and realize that we now join the Kras Geulas Yisrael ha'aruleches u'miskareves. We come together to celebrate the progression, the developing story of the Geula, the redemption of the Jewish people that is coming ever so close to becoming a reality. Writes Rav Herzog, and with this we will close. Achai v'achayotai, my brothers and my sisters, what is the Tzav Hashah? What is the charge? What is the mission? What is the duty? What is the obligation? When we come to a moment in history like this one, when here we are, when the miracle has only been compounded over the last 74 years, it has not become smaller or diminished. When we now celebrate 74 years of this amazing gift that God has given all of us and our generation and our children, what is the Tzav HaShaah? What is our response? What is our duty? And the answer, he writes, is very simple. Our duty, our obligation is simply to open up our blind eyes. To make an opportunity for ourselves to recognize and to Hashgacha HaMiyuchedes al Bnei Yisrael, the watchful and attentive eye that God continuously has for His beloved people. That is the Tzav HaShaah. That is what He expects of us, to just open up our blind eyes and take in the miracle, experience it in its full totality, understand and appreciate that we are part of a blessed generation, that we are all gifted this tremendous endowment of the land of Eretz Yisrael. And it's something that is so sacred, that has always been the greatest gift to the Jewish people and the aspiration of generations of Jews throughout the millennium. That is what this day is all about. That is why we have come together, to give ourselves an opportunity as a community, as a people, as a nation, to open our eyes together, to take in and appreciate all that God has given us. And that is what we make time to celebrate and to honor on this most joyous and festive day on the Jewish calendar. A Chag Sameach to everyone. Yeah. 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 Yeah.